The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 332.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of Soy Eye, and she's going to talk about it more and share her story on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Eileen Lui. Eileen, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yeah, hi, I'm Eileen, and I'm the founder of Soy Eye. Soy Eye is a social enterprise that produces soy milk as a business, and the aim of the social enterprise is to help underprivileged youth to change their future for the better. The social enterprise actually supports about 200 kids from orphanages and monasteries in Myanmar in terms of their daily expenses like food and transport, as well as their tuition fees for education. So I'm actually a Malaysian, but I live in Myanmar and have been living here for the last 4.5 years.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Eileen. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote would be, "Don't say it can't be done. Find a way to make it happen."
I like that, because a lot of us, we feel like we have to, we feel like we can't do it. It's like if someone else has done it, it's like what makes us worthy of doing the same thing or doing the similar thing when we just have to go out there and take action. You know, if we take action, it just cures that saying it can't be done, right? We just go out there and do it, and we might fail a couple times, but in the end, we can get it done as long as we believe in ourselves and we keep on going. So great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Well, how would I define self-confidence? It's just to be comfortable in being who you are, right? And I think a lot of times we allow society to shape who we are because, oh, okay, you can't dress like that because it's not good for a girl, or you can't do this because it's not right in terms of, you know, what society wants to see. But I think as long as you're not harming, or you're not harming people, or you're not doing a crime, as long as you're comfortable in your own skin, right? Whether you have short hair, long hair, you're fat or you're tall or you're thin, as long as you can carry yourself properly in a manner which you are comfortable and you're happy with, I think that is self-confidence.
I like that definition, you know, especially growing up as an Asian woman, we've been so programmed to being told what to do. Even if it makes us, even if it kind of like sacrifices who we truly are, and it's something that most of us deal with, right, or have gone through, and just learning to be ourselves, you know, as long as we're in alignment with who we are, I mean, I think that's the best way to be confident, right? I mean, a lot of people feel like they have to do something to be confident, but really they just have to learn to believe in themselves and be their authentic selves to have that confidence to keep going and to do what they want. So I like that definition that you mentioned. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I think it was really pretty much chugging along with whatever I thought people wanted to see. And, you know, growing up, you're kind of like trying to prove yourself, and you're always getting approvals from other people because you think that their approvals would signify a certain win in a way. And, you know, as I grew up and I matured, I realized, hey, I don't need that sort of approval, right? I need to approve myself. And it was kind of like, just chugging along, right? Just trying to do things that would be approved by other people. And I think that's not how we can live happily, and that's not how we can live confidently, because you're always in fear of failing other people. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's like, you know, you've been told to go to school, get a job, get married. And if you don't follow that certain path, it's like people look down or you on you or say, you're, you know, what's wrong with you? Why can't you get a man? Or why did you fail? Or, you know, like, it's all a part of life. Sometimes we'll fail a couple times, but it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's just learning from them and, you know, getting the mistakes that you've made, learning from them and keep moving. And, you know, every time we keep seeking approval from others, it's like we'll always be seeking approval, right? Because we can't please everyone. It's way too hard. It's impossible. And like the moment we can realize that, you know, that it's not possible, like it frees us from being somebody else, and instead we can become who we are. I mean, like, what was that aha moment in your life when you realized, like, you know, you didn't have to do that anymore? You can be who you are and be the person that you are today.
I think when I was in my mid-20s, right? Because in terms of career-wise, I grew very quickly. So I was running I was managing a small company already at the age of 23. I was still seeking approvals and trying to get, you know, to do things right and stuff like that. And it was not working out. But when I decided to do things my way, and through whatever little experience I had at that age, I decided to do it my way, and things moved along better. And I just thought, hey, you know, this is how my continuous path should be.
Thanks for sharing that. And I liked how you mentioned that when you started to do things your way, it just felt a lot better and a lot easier, which is great, right? Because we're all different people, and we all have our own ways of dealing things and doing things. And the more we can get in tune with ourselves and learn to just do things our own way, regardless if it's right or wrong, or we have no clue what the outcome is, it just feels better. And it just gives you that confidence to just keep doing things your way and keep, you know, going out there and just taking action in whatever it is you wanted to do. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Oh, a lot more colorful, I would say. And a lot more interesting things that I have been able to do. I even started a couple of my own companies, not just working for other people. Right now, I focus a lot on social work, and I'm also I'm doing marketing consultation for a couple of companies as well here in Myanmar. So if I had not chosen to do things my way, I think I would still be chugging along, working for people and thinking, yes, okay, I think this might be right or this might be wrong. I'll still be wondering. But, you know, doing things your way, you make mistakes and you hit your head on the wall real hard, but you learn from it a lot better because it was your own decision.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's great that you've been able to go out there and, you know, do things your way and, you know, have success that you have today. And Eileen, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
You have to dig deep and just truly understand who you are first before you go out there and say, hey, I'm the queen of the world, right? You need to understand where your passion lies, what you want to pursue, and then just go for it, right? You're going to fall down, you're going to fail, you're going to go through so many really crazy stuff. But if that is really your passion, then you should not let anyone stop you.
Those are great tips. And I, you know, totally agree with everything what you said, especially digging deep. Because I think a lot of people don't realize, like, confidence is really, like, you know, inner work, learning to really love yourself, know what you like and don't like, so you can go out there and know what you want. Whether, you know, it may be scary, may be tough, and we may fall down a couple times, but like you said, it's going to be all worth it. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and your social work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, I'm on Facebook as Eileen Lui, and I'm also on Instagram as Eileen Lui.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Eileen, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com. And search for Eileen's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Eileen for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on the show.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.